The first thing I'd like to know is about how your family came to El Paso.
Oh, my family moved to El Paso, and my mother and father actually met here. But they both came out of the hill country of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was born in Bandera, and my dad was born in Hutto, which is just north of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved out here because his father came out here to teach, my grandfather. He taught at both El Paso and Austin high schools. He's a math professor.
Yeah.
And then my mother was, of course, moved here after what my grandmother was doing. She was, after my granddad died, she worked as a camp cook for the mining camps of New Mexico and Arizona.
Hmm.
And Tyrone and Marinci and all of those, you know, Mugion, and when they were booming mining camps,
mm-hmm,
in the early 1900s. And they then moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother went to work at the telephone company. I have no idea where my mom and dad met, but they did. Fortunately for me, I guess. But that's how my parents happened to come here. My dad moved here with my grandfather. And of course, my mother came here to work, I guess, at the telephone company, because she works at the telephone company for years.
Mm-hmm. When were you born?
I was born here in El Paso in 1935 at a hospital called Hotel Du.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a landmark building. Now the city police is using it for SWAT training.
Interesting.
It's on Stanton Street, just north of downtown area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But,
tell me about your education.
Education. Of course, I moved down into this neighborhood here, down in the valley, when I was three, about six blocks from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Isleta High School, Cadwalader Grade School, and Isleta High School. And then I joined the service before I got out of high school. So after I'd served 4 years in the service, I came back and went back to high school. And high school education is all I have.
Mm-hmm. And you, so you never took any college?
I took one college course when I worked out there.
Mm-hmm.
I worked out there for 15 years. Started out as an electrician's helper and then transferred to the electronics shop after 6 months. And then they combined the two shops, and I got tired of training the electrical foreman, so I became the electrical foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Got a master's electrician license.
Oh, that's nice.
And then about 3 years before I retired, they transferred me over into the elevator shop, which is what I had worked on before I went out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my elevator inspector's license. That was one thing I liked about working at the university. They always have a lot of money to train people.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. Do you need to... where were we? Okay, we talked about your education. What's your religion?
I'm Baptist.
And where do you go to church?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Uh-huh.
What do you call the one who leads the service in the Baptist church?
Minister.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see.